Make a start. Have we any apologies for tonight's meeting?
Chair, Councillor Liz Kimmins.
Councillor McGrath. Doesn't really matter. So is that all the apologies in?
Jimmy Highland in Morocco would be a bit hard to get
in. Hi, Henry. Councillor Riley. Okay, is that it? All it. Just Chairman's remarks then. Unfortunately, I have to start off on a negative tonight on the unfortunate tragic death of Brian McCabe, who died in the fire here in St. Patrick over the weekend, and also in Hilltown in an accident on farmland, Dennis Rogers, who also lost his life over the weekend. So on behalf of all of the council, we send our condolences to both families and relatives and friends. William, is it in relation to what I've just commented on?
No.
Do what? Sorry, William, I'll just ask you to stop there, William. I'm the chair of the council. Okay.
Chair, point of order.
Sorry, Terry.
I'm the chairman. I know you may be chair of the meeting.
Sorry, Terry.
Is it not common courtesy for a former chair of council for a minute's silence to be observed? Is that not? Could we ask the chief executive, through your good self, sir?
Would it not have been common courtesy for somebody to approach the chair before the meeting?
Absolutely.
So we'll move on. Could I welcome Dorina Carvel, who's our new Director of Corporate Services. She's here with us tonight, so introduce her to the full council, and you're very welcome. You haven't run out the door, no? You're still here, yeah. Okay, and just on a couple of events that happened over the Easter period that I had the pleasure of going to myself, was last Friday night, the Twilight Market in Newry City, which the council staff put a lot of time and effort into putting on. It was an absolute huge success, and I have to say the stallholders that were at it were from right across the new district. I was speaking to one stallholder from Ballinahinch who sold completely out of everything that they brought up with them, but the amount of people that went through the Twilight Market was one of the best events as a councillor I had attended as council. Also, on Easter Monday, I was invited out to what was the Narnia event out in Restrever. And again, literally thousands of people attended that event. And again, well done to our staff for both events. And I'm sure there was other events on throughout the area, but those are the two that I had the pleasure of attending myself. And then, on a positive note, the Saul Ballet Group, who are now All-Ireland champions and won the score down in Killarney over the weekend. And just to let the councillors from the DEA, which is the Dunpatrick one, that a civic reception has been organised. The chair of the club has been spoke to this morning, and they're delighted that we're recognising and hosting them. So there'll be notification of that sent out in due course to the relevant councillors. So we move on then to the agenda.
Did you want to do the minutes first, Ian, or just carry on?
We'll just take number four first, the minutes of the council meeting on the 7th of March, and then we'll go back on the action sheet. Okay, so the minutes of the council meeting on the 7th of March. Have we a proposer? Proposer Robert. Have we a seconder?
Councillor Craig.
And then, any matters arising? No, happy enough then. We'll go back to number three then, the action sheet arising from the council meeting on the 7th of March. 2016.
Do you need a proposer? Just a
proposer, seconder.
Proposed.
Robert, seconder. Terry, thank you. Any matters arising? Nothing. Then we move on then to item five, which is the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 29th of February. Have we a proposer and a seconder for that?
Sure.
Councillor Curran and Councillor Burgess. Thank you. Any matters arising? No comment. Okay. Item number six, of the ERT meeting on the 14th of March.
Sure.
Guy Stokes.
Sure,
are you proposing, Guy?
Sorry, I'm back. You,
just on the previous one, Chair, on the special meeting with NI Water.
Right, go ahead.
Just, Chair, I'm sure everybody else is the same, but, you know, we wrote down the items, we raised them verbally. Certainly, anyone wants, Chair, and I'm sure I'm not alone, no action taken. Still walking around the water in the Warren Pie Road this morning. I'm sure you're quite correct on an excellent night and Friday night at the market, but there was a swimming pool out the back on Mary Street, which people coming in and out had to navigate, both pedestrians and people coming out with deliveries. And we raised it at that meeting, Chair, and again, no action has been taken whatsoever, so not good enough, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Point taken.
Chairman, we can pick up them issues, send the minutes to the members and ask them to come back with a written report on the matters raised. Members are happy enough with that.
To the
relevant authorities, whether it's Rivers Agency or Water Service or Roads.
Okay. Move on then.
Chair, that's really not good. You know, if we take the water in here to make a presentation, and you know, we take a night out to do it, and they go away off with requests and that from council, they should come back. We shouldn't have to write back to them again. You know, there was enough of them here on the night to deal with issues and that, and it's very bad on their behalf that they haven't got back to any of the councillors on the issues they raised. It's poor on their behalf. I think we should write to them and say we're disappointed. We held a special meeting for them to come in to do their presentation that night.
Okay, I think the point's been well made. Yep. Michael, are we on number 6 now with yourself?
No, still...
Same item again.
Yeah, Northern Ireland Water and Road Service. Chair, as you'd be well aware, there's a big restriction on the Warren Point Restrever Road. Since then, both agencies are involved in the problems that are there. I spoke to Roads over the weekend, but I don't think the councillors, particularly councillors in the area, are being kept up to date with that. And I do think that if we're contacting both those agencies again, could we request a meeting, even a site meeting, to see the full involvement? Because it looks like one major issue that's going to probably run for a number of months this year. So could I ask that we have an emergency meeting with Cutleaf councillors on that issue?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, the road is in an unsafe condition. They didn't have any option but to close it off.
Yeah.
And to repair it, they will end up with detours all around the town for a long time. So thank you, Chair.
And unfortunately, Michael, that's where we're going to be, because there's a major structural problem with the road. And plus the works that needed to be done to the culvert to alleviate the flooding issues. At least it's going to get that done quicker than it was previously going to be done. But there will be inconvenience for quite a time for people. Gillian?
This just probably goes back to where Cutleaf County had originally maybe been looking for our own DEA meeting with the agencies, and that was subsequently not allowed to happen. So, yes, I actually think that after that meeting, you'd be safer with your own DEA meetings and with those agencies coming, because rather than you sitting listening to 6 other DEAs, you can just concentrate on your own and get the work done, and maybe would have had responses by now.
Brian?
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Is this the same issue?
Same issue. While they're out having a site meeting within the Cutleaf, in the mornings, that piece between Campbell's Garage Restrever and the Woodhouse, where the slip was a few years ago. Now, there was a gentleman who had been visiting here and was down on the beach and said that road was badly undermined. Could we get a proper survey done? Is that road or that bank going to end up in the beach, completely cutting our council area in half?
Okay. And we finally move on to number 6 then. Yep. If we have proposed and seconder for the ERT meeting on the 14th of March. Proposed. Declan?
Yep.
Seconded. Glynn. Councillor Hannah. Thank you. Any matters arising?
Yeah, Chair, under item 36, I wonder could I just have some information. And it's under noted there, you noted that the Council is actively working with private developers to process the Cleavey Castle and as far as the hotel is concerned, and also in the reserved Warren Point. I'm led to believe that council officials are having discussions with a reference hotel provisions in the Dunpatrick area. Is that so? And if so, could we be updated with references to what's happening?
Marie, you're going to follow that one?
Sure. We are in discussions with a number of different providers, potential hotels across the district, and following the ERT committee, we are going out to quotation to get a business plan prepared for hotel development in the Downpatrick area specifically, and that's for the purposes of trying to de-risk the process so that we can encourage investment in Downpatrick area from a hotel perspective. So when these minutes are ratified, we will be proceeding to go on and get the quotation exercise out.
Chairman, developers come to meet council officials to ask about planning issues, to ask about potential sites in terms of getting information. So that is happening. It's happening with one developer in particular. I know there's another developer who's interested, who we've still to make arrangements. I know there's been approaches to some of the councillors in the chamber. So there's a number of these things on, but they're very tentative at this point in time. But because they're tentative, I think that's why Marie is taking the position to try and get a business plan to actually to help move the thing forward, because I think one of the big objectives is how we're going to provide hotel accommodation within the area. But yeah, conversations, developers come and say, listen, we're thinking about a hotel, what is the need, what does your tourism study say, what's the potential of planning, but it's at that level, no more further detail than that.
And in other areas, you know, likewise Newcastle, likewise Newry. Okay, Councillor Hurdy.
I chair, just on page 6 there, the nominations to the Economic Forum. Could I nominate Councillor Mulgrew and Councillor Stevie Burns?
Indeed, Terry. Do you want to nominate the other one then as well, Terry? On the next page.
Another one further down, we're going to nominate the coastal one. We're going to nominate Willie Clark and Sean Dorn for that.
That's the Marine Task Force.
The Marine Task Force, yeah.
Has the other parties got their nominations that haven't already done so? Cadogan?
Could I?
Sorry, Cadogan, David, your light was on first.
Yeah. Could I nominate Robert Burgess for the Economic Forum?
Okay.
Sorry, Chair.
Go ahead, Michael. Cadogan, do you want to put your light on? Go ahead, Michael.
Our group leader will, Colin McGrath, who's not here tonight, will nominate tomorrow at some stage for those positions.
Okay. Cadogan?
We're nominating Patrick for Economic Forum and myself for the Marine.
Thank you.
Sure. Can I just take the opportunity when we have full council here and the press to remind members that we're currently out to consultation for the tourism strategy for the area, and if you access the council website you'll be redirected to the consultation pages of a survey, and I would encourage members to ask businesses and local employers to actually become involved in that survey. So I just wanted to take that opportunity to draw that to attention of full council.
Okay.
Could I just ask that I think I looked at the council website this morning, not particularly for that, but to see if the like of those things are, you know, in the offing and you want a response, could you ask the IT section to maybe have that in some way or all flagged up? Any of those important issues, because there's some dead stuff on that, the one that you've taken off it. There's also that, what you're talking about, would be very useful to have it flashed up.
No problem.
Okay. Happy enough then, we'll move on to the next item, which is the SPNR committee meeting on the 15th of March. If we have a proposer and a seconder? I suppose Councillor Burgess, have we a seconder? SPNR? Patrick, thank you. Any matters arising in the SPNR? Happy enough then, we move on to item number 8, which is the Active and Healthy Communities meeting on the 21st of March. Again, kind of a proposer and a second.
Chairman, I want to get back. It's an action raising there that the SPNR is about aliens are drawing to our attention that we'd agreed for Sony and for the public
Northern Ireland Public Protection Agency
to do a presentation and
to attend in April, the Monday in April. Now Sony have come back and they've said that they're not able to make that date, and they may be available in August. So I emailed all the party reps and said, look, do you want to go ahead with just the Northern Ireland Public Protection Agency, just the one presentation at the end of April? But there's been nothing definitive. So really, members, what we're wanting to know is, do you want to go ahead with a special meeting at the end of April? And it will be a presentation by the NI Public Protection Agency only, and then we'll schedule the other.
Is that agreeable then for everyone? Yep. Everybody's nodding in agreement, yep. Okay, back to item 8 then, the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting for a proposer. Aye, thank you. And seconder, Valerie. And is there any matters arising?
Sorry, Chair. It's one point, it's maybe under accuracy. It's in terms of page 6, Chair, the leisure and sports facility arrangements, it's the part that deals with the Donard Overflow Car Park. I've been working significantly with Canis and his officers and wish to thank them for their for all their work in terms of facilitating the opening and closing of the Donard Park Overflow. At the AHC meeting, I wasn't actually querying if it would be open going forward, because it is thankfully being open going forward, which is essential to Newcastle. I'd actually just highlighted the overflow whenever I was talking about the opening hours of the Leisure Centre in Newcastle and the fact that it wasn't open on St Patrick's Day, and I had concerns about toilet provision in Newcastle. So I think just in terms of accuracy, that needs to be amended, in case Canis looks at that and thinks, after all these months of work, she's still complaining, if that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Pick that up, Chairman.
Yep. Okay. No other?
Chair.
Gareth.
Just a point on the DA4 update. I note that from the minutes the nomination process is closing on the 9th of April, and I'm a bit concerned about the rural DAs, and particularly my own sleeve crew. As I understand, there's very poor response from the voluntary and community sectors onto that fora, and I'm just wondering what happens if you know, come the 9th of April, there's little or no representation at all. Is that cut dead, you know, or what, you know, how's the process move on from there?
Michael, do you want to answer that?
Thank you, Chairman. The date that you've referred to is just so as we can assess the applications we've had in. As we said at the DEA meetings, the public meetings of the DEAs, the process is ongoing. It's a rolling process. We fully anticipate that we won't fill all the positions at the first time we go out. So as soon after that date as possible, we'll go out and try to recruit more. We have exactly the same concerns as you do in terms of the more rural DEA, so we have the same concerns you have. We're working with NICFA and with other partners to develop the capacity of those community groups. So the short answer is it's an ongoing rolling programme, and we will keep it open until such times as we fill all the places.
Okay, Gareth, that answer that. Thanks, Michael. No other comments relating to that item. Then we move on to number 9, then it's the minutes of the RTS committee on the 23rd of March. Proposed, who's that? Kerry. No seconder. Lynn. Cadogan.
Yeah, just matters arising, Mr. Chairperson. Our group feels that Council needs to have its own separate legal advice on this issue, and that legal advice we got from Mark 21 on behalf of its members is tainted.
Sorry, Cadogan. The issue you're dealing with, if you're going to speak on it, we will have to go into committee in relation to it.
Okay. Although I need to read it is a matter of public concern.
I'll read it.
Sure.
It's deemed under.
Which one?
Yeah, permission to
just for.
I don't think I'm going to say anything that would
just to be on the safe side,
risk
the
project,
this item is
Chairperson.
To be exempt under
it's in the public domain.
Of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, information in relation to which a claim to legal professional privilege could be maintained in legal proceedings. So we're proposed and seconded.
Yeah, proposed and seconded. Yeah.
Yeah. So proposed Terry and seconded then to win the committee.
I'd be sorry. We're taking a division on that, isn't it?
Seconded by Sean Doran.
Yeah.
What do we want to cover up for?
Go ahead, Keogan.
No, we need to let the press present.
Oh, sorry.
Can you have a pause and second? Pause and second committee for the session. And then I'll call out two votes and what way the results of the two votes.
You're just giving the results?
Yeah,
yeah.
Just giving the results.
Okay.
Yeah. For the minute. Just read it into the record.
Okay, can we have a proposer to come out of the committee?
Opposed,
Councillor Hardy, and seconded Councillor Burgess. Thank you. So I'll pass over to Liam then.
Chairman, while the Council was in closed session, it considered two motions. The first motion was that the Council, proposed by Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Burns, that the Council seek separate legal opinion in relation to continuing on with the planning appeals process, his own separate legal advice, separate from that of Art 21 on the constituent councils. After a vote, the motion fell, 16 for the motion to 17 against the motion. Subsequently, Councillor Burns proposed that the council Councillor Burns proposed, Councillor Hardy seconded, that the council withdraw, recommend that Art 21 and give approval to Art 21 to continue on in the planning appeals process. That then was put to a vote, and that was lost 15 for and 18 against.
No abstentions.
Okay.
So
move on with this.
Actually, now we need a proposer and a second or four item name in the minutes of the RATS committee. Proposed Councillor Andrews and Mark, you want in on an issue on it? Are you going to second it while you're at it?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's just on the planning there. I think we need to get some clarification to staff and indeed councillors on the new scheme of delegation now that the briefing panel, I believe, has ceased. So like, even as a member of the planning committee, we're not 100% sure that it's actually ceased. Agents are still getting advice and indeed emails are still coming out asking for councillors to submit the same paperwork as they have been doing to take items to the briefing panel. And just further to that, I think I had requested rather than all refusals going to the planning committee, which in my opinion would only lead to bogging down the system, that only refusals that a councillor requests to go to the planning committee are taken to planning committee.
Sorry, Kenneth, going to answer you on this, Mark.
Chair, I can confirm that the briefing panel no longer exists and won't sit again, so there shouldn't be any concern about that. I accept that there still is the lists that are going out with misleading information. We will edit that very shortly and change that so it clearly articulates how a councillor could or should raise an issue and not, you know, pass it on to the briefing panel, which no longer exists. The scheme of delegation, we are content as officers that we have now rewritten that. It will be brought to the SPNR this month as an item on the SPNR, and to facilitate speeding the process, we will invite the planning committee to attend the SPNR for that particular agenda item, so the planning committee can also be involved in the review of and agreeing that new scheme of delegation. And then immediately after that meeting, we would forward the scheme of delegation to the DOE, because finally the DOE need to approve any edits or changes to the scheme of delegation. And we would propose to do that before it gets fully ratified by full council, you know, a couple of weeks later, just to speed up the process on the assumption that it would get ratified by full council. And if it doesn't, then of course we can withdraw it and take backward steps. But that is the intent. So that new scheme of delegation will be presented to the PNR this month.
Have we maybe ceased the briefing panel a month too early then?
Chair, what I would say to you is, if you remember, the task force considered the
the recommendations coming from the review. The task force was actually constituted by all members of the briefing panel. That same report then went to full council, and full council, which includes all committee members of the planning committee and all members of the briefing panel, saw the full report and agreed to the full report. And in effect, that full report said that all refusals should, from now on, go to the committee, and the briefing panel should no longer exist. So, in effect, the council and the briefing panel and all have agreed, and therefore we are actually operating under the existing S scheme of delegation, because in effect the briefing panel have taken a block decision. In future, all refusals will go to the committee. So, we are actually operating under the terms of the existing scheme of delegation, with all refusals going to council because of that agreement by both the task force, which included the panel, the briefing panel, and full council.
But again, on that night, it was questioned. I had a question myself just about it immediately ceasing, and we were told then it would be a phased-in approach. So I don't think there's any issue with allowing it to continue until we're actually ready. I'm concerned that suddenly we have an influx of refusals having to come to the planning committee that are ready, or our planners having to prepare these with them already being under pressure, and then notices not being issued for people for the refusal.
Chair, we have again discussed this in some detail, and what we have, well, we only came to some sort of a proposal ourselves very recently. We will be proposing that we have a workshop with the planning committee where we actually look at the altered scheme of delegation and make some proposals, which hopefully the planning committee would accept in terms of operationally how we would manage what will be a significantly increased number of applications coming to them. And, for example, we would like to discuss with you possibilities whereby you agree that, okay, say there's 50 refusals for the sake of this conversation, you might say those first 25 are no-brainers, absolutely, less than 18% on them, they're done deal. Now we look at the ones we actually have some concern about. So, we'll go through a number of those kinds of options and try and put in a procedure that the planning committee will agree with us and agree amongst themselves. We'll actually streamline that issue, because we are concerned that, yes, there will be many, many more refusals going to the committee. And in addition, for probably a period of a couple of months, we may well want to have an additional planning committee. And that was one of the recommendations agreed by council, that for a short period we would maybe double up and have two planning committees in a month, for a short period, just to get through that piece until we get to a situation where we believe, and other councils have clearly experienced it, that they find that the committee are very happy to accept the officer recommendation on a large number of the refusals and only concentrate and have presentations done on a small number of those.
Which is indeed why I asked just to bring refusals that a councillor asks to be brought to the council. And I could just ask, is there an item on speaking rights going to be brought to the same committee meeting?
Yes. The operational protocol has... has it already been through the SPNR?
No. Party leaders.
Okay, it's been through the party leaders. So that will be presented. Is that going at the same time to the SPNR? So that new operating procedure, which does detail what the proposals around speaking rights. Yeah. So that will go to the PNR this month as well.
Right. Thanks, Cameron.
Same issue, Dagnall.
I'm just a wee bit aware just that in between the change, that there could be a deficit in terms of the additional information that we ultimately we get on a few of them, and that would come to the briefing panel, and then the briefing panel would have an opportunity to either bat that back, dismiss it, or put it forward to planning, the full committee, or indeed bat it back to the officers, on the basis of there may be more work to be done there, or whatever. That's what the remit was. So I'm just concerned that not all applicants, or indeed their agents, are fully aware of where we are just now, and I just would like to see, at the end of the day, make sure that we have all that covered in the area of transparency and fairness. And it's only around this next number of weeks, really.
Brian,
thank you, Chair. Just for other councillors who are not on the planning committee, so where do we sit? Are we going to be given some specific guidance? Do we still submit pro formas? Are they being done away with? Where do we sit at now?
Chair, we will change the advice that goes out with the lists, and you'll see, I'm not exactly sure when the next list is due to go out, but if it's not the next list, the list after that, you'll see different wording that'll clearly articulate how you can express an interest or a concern in any particular application.
There will be, I know we discussed the party reps about the councillors being able to speak on a planning application at the planning committee, and that would be included in the speaking rights. It's one of the things that the party, it's one of the party reps, I come up with one of the party reps meeting, I think.
Okay. We move on then to item number 10 then, correspondence received from DHSS PSNI regarding consultation on draft diabetes strategy framework.
Just for noting, Owen
Devlin's going to put together a paper or look at some of the issues from an opposition point of view, but again, if any members want to feed anything into it, Owen will be only happy to take any advice from yourselves on it.
Chair, would that become to our next monthly meeting then, the recommendations?
That's his intention. I need, it'll have to go in, it's to be returned by the 31st of May, so by right it would have to get now. I'm sure if it took another month, I'm sure they'd take on it for another week or so onto it, you know, but our intention would try to get in for the, it'll have to be in for the consultation.
Or indeed, take comments from members.
Members, so he can get it through.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, number 11, correspondence received from Diane Dodds, MEP, regarding Southern Relief Road. Again, for noting, unless anybody's any comment to make.
Yeah, just to make a brief comment, Chair, I would like to welcome the intervention by MEP Diane Dodds on this matter. I think she's been doing her work behind the scenes. She's certainly been on to the DRD Minister and hoping to secure EU funding. In fact, I believe there's an EU funding coordinator coming over in June, hopefully. And at that stage, then there'll be an opportunity for council. So I think we should be grateful for the work that Diane's done. And it is sort of noteworthy that just at the last council meeting, Chair, that some dispersions were cast upon MEP Diane Dodds. But at least she's doing her work here in the council for us, so regarding the Southern Relief Road. So just want to put that on record.
Okay. Thanks, Gareth. Thanks for Chiar.
Chair. I too would welcome Diane Dodds' intervention. The letter that came from her colleague, the DRD Minister, Michelle, mentions the 10T delegation coming over in June could meet with council officials. Could I ask that that's extended a wee bit to include some councillors in the area?
Well, Chairman, would members be happy enough? We had sort of set up a cross-party working group. I know there's a meeting on the Narrowwater Bridge. If members agreeable, that we'll suggest that working group be the group, because they've been involved in this project all along.
Is that agreeable?
Members happy enough that there?
Yeah, I'm getting nods. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. No other comment then? It's noted. Number 12 then.
Chair, still waiting.
Right. Brian.
Thank you, Chair. When this delegation is coming over, as I keep raising, the road from Restrepo to Newcastle, we have been waiting over 50 years since the drawings was first produced to put a new road in there with footpaths and things like that.
I don't think that's what they're coming over for, Brian.
The people of Mourne have been waiting 50 years for this. The drawings were done, the fields were fenced off to start this road, and we're still waiting 50 years on.
I don't think this delegation's going to lessen that 50 years.
Well, it's still part of a Southern Relief Road, because a lot of those lorries travel down to Belfast along the coastal route as well as along the main Newry-Bond Bridge Road. So I would like to see the Mourne given a wee bit of consideration. As I said, the people there have been waiting over 50 years for this road. A lot of people lost their front yardens when they were laying out land for this new road. And it's time somebody started to address it.
Correspondence from the NI Pensioners Parliament event in Newry on the 8th of April, which is this Friday. And we're
just getting names. Chairman, again, we're making the suggestion across party. I think, you know, if we can get representatives, at least one representative for the party, I think, you know, it would be
useful. So, Terry, you're putting yourself forward from our party, yes? You're showing leadership as group leader, Terry. Fair play to you. The other party's nomination. Michael?
Councillor Quinn, if available, it has to be confirmed yet. If not, we'll replace him.
Somebody else.
A bit older, yeah.
David?
We're hoping that Councillor McKee will be our representative. Hard, okay. If not, it'll be myself. But I'll hope
and then Gareth? Councillor Harvey? Okay. And then from the independent grouping, is there anyone available? Don't all rush, the quietest I've ever heard you going forward for anything.
We did ask Kevin, but he hasn't come back
to us. Okay. Okay. Well, if you have names, then if you can forward them on to council then. Number 13, consultation received from the Department of Justice proposal to increase court fees.
Chairman, I don't think it's an issue directly for the council, but I'm happy if it's part of the consultation, unless members want to make any comments onto it.
Okay, for noting. Otherwise, 14, consultation received from DARD, additional information relating to consultation on designation of areas of natural constraint. Again, for noting.
For noting, unless any members have any points to want to make on it.
Okay, councillors, bit of a tension. Meeting's not over yet, unfortunately. Number 17, notice of motion received from so Councillor...
Just maybe just documents for sealing.
Documents for sealing, or is that?
You've probably got to say, it's not the same yet, please.
Is it?
Be that, say that.
Oh, there's the one. Yeah, number 60. Oh, sorry.
You have a couple there. I think you're physically on it.
Yeah, 15. Oh, yeah, sorry. 15, consultation received from the Department of Education, strategy for improving pupil attendance at school. Again, not those for noting any comments that anybody might like to make. Okay, 15A then, independent review of integrated education. Again, the same if anybody wishes to make a response.
Yeah, I think the response is by the 22nd, but conscious some political parties will have a view on it, so I suppose leave it up to the parties then, Chairman, to go back on that.
Okay. And on number 16, documents for sealing the Warren Fine Public Realm Scheme.
Yeah.
And you need a proposer?
We just do both of them, the licence agreement for...
So there's item 16, 1 and 2, if we proposer and a seconder for that. Propose Councillor McAteer, seconder Councillor Craig.
Another one, Chairman, just one.
Another one?
This is just the third one, assisted car purchase for a senior environmental health officer, car loan. So
happy enough for those two, proposer and seconder, to go with that as well. Thank you. Councillor Carr.
Yeah, Chair, just maybe a query for my own ignorance, but why are we sending documents for sealing for the Warren Point Public Realm Scheme and we're already well into the scheme?
Chairman, it's a bit of time we get the bond and stuff got there in from it. It's been approved by the council. It's just for the bond and sealing. So you'll find a number of documents where the council has already made a decision to appoint and go ahead with the contract. That by the time the bonds and that they come into it and the legal documents are drawn up, that for the bond it'll be transferred between both parties.
Okay.
Normal practice, Chairman.
No.
Okay, we move on then to the notices of motion. Cadogan, if I'm right for number 19, that an email has been received by yourself that you're going to ask that be put through to the relevant committee?
The audit committee.
Refer to the audit committee. Okay, so is that one dealt with then?
Yep.
Thank you. Number 17 then, the notice of motion received from Councillor Patrick Clark.
Thank you, Chair. The motion reads that this Council writes to the offices of OFM DFM, calling on the Northern Ireland Executive to now urgently prioritise and address the current number of homeless people sleeping rough across Northern Ireland, and also urges the Northern Ireland Executive to dedicate more resources and funding in conjunction with developing a strategy plan with all major stakeholders, including the community, voluntary and private sector and ministerial government departments, which can address and tackle the homeless situation that is affecting many vulnerable people across Northern Ireland. Can I firstly start off by offering my deepest sympathy and prayers to the family of 32-year-old Catherine Kenny, originally from Downpatrick, who recently passed away in Belfast. It's deeply regrettable that in the 21st century, in this year, 2016, a young lady such as the late Catherine Kenny died in such tragic circumstances in the doorway of a Belfast shop in the early hours of Saturday, the 19th of March, as a direct result of being homeless for 11 months.
Quite clearly, the system has let homeless people such as the late Catherine Kenny down, as well as the homeless people that have also died since the 1st of January of this year right across Northern Ireland. We all here tonight, sitting in this chamber, are in a very lucky and fortunate position in that none of us are homeless yet. None of us knows what the future holds, such as the loss of our job, perhaps our house been repossessed, mental health issues, alcohol and substance addiction, or just circumstances totally out of our own personal control could force us onto the streets to become homeless. People may not want to face up to the fact that there are also people right across our own district of Newry, Mourne and Down who are sleeping rough and homeless. I myself personally knew one man originally from Newcastle who was homeless and sadly passed away in 2015. His death is just now another statistic. It is clear to me that the current Housing Executive Homeless Strategy for Northern Ireland 2012 to 2017 is not fully addressing the issue of homelessness. And that is why I believe the Northern Ireland Executive need to urgently prioritise and address the current number of homeless people sleeping rough across our district and indeed Northern Ireland. Quite simply, there needs to be a collective approach between the Northern Ireland Executive, the Housing Executive, all major stakeholders to address the issue of homelessness. We at least owe it to the family of Catherine Kenny to challenge the decision makers that more needs to be done to dedicate more resources and funding and a comprehensive strategy which will be effective, because the current homeless strategy for Northern Ireland is letting homeless people slip through the net to their deaths. In conclusion, I would ask everyone to support this notice of motion. Thank you.
Chairperson, I'm formally seconding that. I must say it was a credit to the large number of people who turned up at the funeral in Downpatrick there last week. And clearly it distressed a lot of people in the town thinking that such a thing could happen to a local person. Thank you.
Chair, just to say Sinn Féin also supports the motion. I would like to praise the voluntary sector and the Simon community and people and faith groups and run food banks also, who are a lifeline to many people who do find them in dire straits and homeless. And the issue of being homeless, it's maybe not as apparent in our district because people think of being homeless as sleeping rough. But there's many thousands of people who present themselves as homeless to the Housing Executive, and they are hidden from public view. They're the people who present themselves to, I'm sure, all the parties' constituency service, you know, and they're sleeping in cars, sleeping on relatives' sofas and floors, and getting their head down wherever they can get them down. And I think it's a very opportune time for the motion to come. I concur with remarks in regards to Catherine Kenny. I think it's an absolute disgrace on our society that people can die, you know, within such close proximity to the likes of City Hall, where people are lying in doorways. And I think it does say a lot about our society. And I don't doubt that, you know, there is. It's a very complex situation when people find themselves homeless. It can be, you know, for a variety of reasons. It could be addiction problems, mental health problems. It could be people who have been asked to leave the family home for a number of reasons, for being threatening, as I said, for addictions or whatever. It could be relationship breakdown, domestic violence, you know, mortgage arrears, as Paddy's already touched upon. You know, so there's a multitude of factors that how people end up homeless. And obviously that then has a major issue, you know, for society and also then for resources in general and how our taxes and our rates are being spent. It has a drain on, you know, obviously of people who develop mental health problems and develop chronic illnesses as a result of being homeless. That has a knock-on impact on NHS budgets also. So I think it is, you know, it is an opportunity that people do pull together a strategic way forward in dealing with these complex needs. I just thank Patrick for bringing the motion. As I say, it's a very opportune time, and Sinn Féin supports it totally.
Gareth?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Chair, and the DUP, we're happy to support the motion too. We realise that it is a growing problem, a very complex problem also, and it certainly does need a multi-agency approach to solve it. I appreciate now that sometimes we do get homelessness and sleeping rough mixed up. The terms aren't interchangeable, Chair, because not all homeless people do sleep rough on the streets. Some homeless people maybe are using B&Bs, some are maybe staying with friends and relatives, those that are under the proper definition of homeless. So we have to be careful that we don't just interchange the two. But certainly for those that are sleeping rough on the streets, there are a number of those folk have actually had accommodation at one time and have gravitated back onto the streets and almost find a community spirit there. And that's the issue that needs to be tackled. Those that have had hostel accommodation or whatever and then find themselves going back to the streets. And that's where a multi-agency approach needs to come in there to try and stop that gravitating back onto the street situation again. So, Chair, we have no issue at all in supporting the motion.
Councillor Carr.
Thank you, Chair. And the SDLP too would also support the motion and agree with a lot of things that Patrick has added to the argument. The number of people sleeping rough at the moment is very high, and I think that it's the support services that need to get in behind them, because it can be helped, it can be cured. You know, we've seen politicians coming out and said there's room for all these people, but it's a question of educating them and getting them in there. I think that what we really need to do and concentrate on is supporting alcohol support units, treatment centres. For example, Ward 15, and we're not too far away from where it was, had an enormous amount of people in this area, right across the district. And yet, over the years, we have less units now than we did back then. So I do think that it should be added to the, particularly from an alcohol support point of view, that we should be emphasising that in the motion. Those people are not getting the support and the help that they need, and because of that, they find themselves on the street. So yeah, we'll be supporting the motion. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Carr. We also have him and Councillor Burgess.
Yes, Chair. We in Ulster Unionists will also support the motion. That's a very timely motion that came about, and I would like to congratulate Councillor Clark on that. And I would like to just to say that we support all that the previous speakers have said. Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, just can we have a show of hands then of those in support of the motion? That's unanimous then. Yep. Thank you. Okay, then, number 18, and with the greatest respect to the proposer and the seconder of the motion, due to the comments within it, I think it's something that can be dealt with in a committee structure within the council. So, under Standing Order 16.16, I'll just read it out here, that the subject matter of any motion of which notice has been properly given comes within the remit of any committee. It shall, upon being moved and seconded, stand referred without discussion to that committee or to such other committee as the Council may determine for consideration and report. So as Chair of the Council, I'm suggesting that we move that to the SPNR Committee for proper consideration and for costings and all relevant information to be made available for all councillors to discuss. I wasn't in the chair that night, Father.
It was referred to the committee at that point in time.
So that's the decision as myself as chair of council. So, So thank you, councillors. That's all the items.
I'll
take the proposer and the seconder of the motion, which allows it then to go to the SPNR if you're happy enough for that. So proposed, Patrick, and seconded, Cadogan. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. We better work this morning.
No, it definitely does. But you see the worst thing.